Big Brothers by Flat Daddy. We rarely saw each other growing up. Different fathers, you see, though my mother had divorced them both. Not having much, Mom couldn't raise us all. I stayed with her. They stayed at our grandparents, Mama May and Papa Jim. She, a big, smiley, flower-covered lady who always smiled of lilacs. He, a large, raw-boned man in cowboy boots who smelled of cherry tobacco from his pipe. I remember once a miracle. We all were there for Christmas. Mom and I and that other man who smelled of beer and chewing tobacco lived in Texas and Indiana and Illinois and Indiana again and finally back in Texas, but in a dozen houses that never were homes. Big Brothers lived in Texas with Mama May and Papa Jim and never moved at all. I never knew which of us was the luckiest, but I know we all thought it because I got to live with Mom. Maybe it was just me. I thought of them both a lot after Mom remarried again and he beat her too, after both of them drank too much, after moving again and again, again. I wondered if they ever needed me. But no one ever needs a little brother. Little brothers can't chase away monsters when the house is cold and dark or empty except for little brother, because they haven't come home from the bars. And little brother's little bed is suddenly so damn big and cold. The house is never more quiet or scary when big brothers live 6 states away and have their choice of grandma or grandpa or, oh, each other to run to when the lightning flashes and thunder booms, to cuddle with and finally fall asleep in someone's warm, loving arms. Well, we're all older now, with lives and families of our own, with children who can climb in our warm beds and snuggle when the lightning strikes, the thunder booms. We rarely see each other now, just like way back then. But we talk once in a while. We send instant messages. We always close with, I love you, brother. Always. But sometimes, mostly late at night, when wife and child are fast asleep, the house is dark, the lightning flashes, the thunder booms, sometimes I wonder if big brothers ever wish for little brothers to snuggle in their arms.